This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster Man Podcast.
And this is The Locatha.
There's a monster in my podcast.
That it is.
Yeah.
I don't have much to say about these guys.
No, so this is a fish dude.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to say anything, if I have to do a compliment sandwich here, the compliment is going to be, I like his necklace. It's a conch shell on puka shells. It's real. Yeah. It's real 90s, real rustic kind of thing. Yeah. The middle of that would be that I think they're kind of pointless and nobody is going to go underwater. And I don't know why the Monstrous Manual wants us to do that.
Spend about half of our time
Beneath
the seas.
Right. Yeah. And the other compliment would be, I like the way he decorates his trident.
I think he's got a real cute little belly.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like he looks like he's wearing one of those weird one piece pajamas.
Yeah. One piece pajamas, like with characters from One Piece emblazoned on them.
Yeah, you know, like Pirate Idiot and Ship Boy.
Yeah, Ship Boy, Cabin Boy.
One of those fancy lads.
Yeah, he's
got any gum? I mean those underwear that have the butt flap.
Right, yeah. It's a union suit. Union suit is what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Feels like it seems like one of those, except he's just got this horrific fish head.
Yeah, like, it literally just looks like a parasitic fish has decapitated a portly man and then just kind of nestled down in there and took over.
Yeah. This is a real Dr. Moreau kind of thing.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine like a lady Locathath. Locathath. How did you pronounce that?
Locatha.
Oh, there's no T.
Locatha. Yeah.
Locatha. I cannot imagine a lady Locatha that I would do, even though with my predilection for like reverse mermaids and stuff.
Right.
Like there's no back end that makes the front end worth it. It's like Linux. I don't actually know if that's true. I just
you're gonna upset a lot of people with that joke.
I just felt like it seemed like a catty thing to say about computer operating systems. So.
Oh, jeez. Claws out indeed.
Yeah, I don't actually feel that though. I don't know. I'm neutral on all manners of Linux.
Yeah. So these are just underwater humans. They even go so far as say like, yeah, they got houses and shit. Kind of strange. They don't come up with a fantastical name for Portuguese man o' war jellyfish. They just say, oh, they use them as traps.
Well, it's like valuables. The Flintstones.
Yeah.
Like you can't just use a jellyfish as a trap.
Yeah.
Just set it there and then just hope that it doesn't move. Like what is just using it as a trap mean?
Yeah. It just goes. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That's jellyfish for this. It's a living.
Oh yeah. The I love that little Flintstones part. I also like how the clan chieftains are prolific egg layers. Just like the, if you were going to be a chief in this thing, it would be a lot of like laying down on a shell. You know, and just kind of squeezing out eggs while people fanned you with seaweed prawns, you know.
I could get into that as long as I got my tolls from the ships that passed over my water.
What do you think laying an egg feels like?
Are we talking like a fish egg or are we talking like a genuine ass, like an egg to human scale that would come out of, I assume, some kind of multi-purpose cloaca that my ass is kind of converted into?
Let's say fish eggs for now, since we're talking about Locatha.
Okay.
Like, but it can't just be one. Like, it's like, you know, you're doing a real, you know, row.
Yeah.
This is your row to hoe.
Yeah. You're dropping ropes, on this. I have to imagine it feels kind of good.
That's what I was thinking
like
too.
They're real jelly. Like they're kind of soft. It's not like you're passing anything kind of huge, you know?
And it would probably be like, they're probably uncomfortable when they're in you.
Right.
You know, so it'd be like better out than in, you know, like, and if that was a, you know, that's the chieftain's life. Like I could see it like, just like, yeah, just like, hey, impregnate me guys. Cause I'm gonna.
Well, no, I mean, it's external fertilization. So you squeeze this stuff out and then you leave the room and somebody else comes in and they, you know,
well, maybe
squeeze
you
this
leave
stuff
the
out. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.